Well, welcome again. We're thinking this week about prayer. In the light of the Acts Church being described as a community who were devoted to prayer, we're thinking about what that might look like in our lives. Yesterday, we thought about that moment when Jesus had to choose, make a big decision about who his 12 disciples were going to be and how he went up a mountain, spent a whole night devoted in prayer to his Father. Today we're going to read from Matthew 7 again, thinking about Jesus' words of Jesus about prayer. What can we learn from what Jesus is teaching here? Matthew 7, 7 to 12. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. I love the story of Aladdin, the discovery of the magic lamp, the three wishes. I wonder what three wishes you would make, I would make at the moment. Maybe we'd be very quick to think about three wishes. Maybe they'd be wishes for situations that our close friend or family find themselves in. Maybe it'd be about the global issues that are going on at this time. Maybe it'd be about a change in our circumstance or a fresh start. A change in our finances or something about our appearance or our character. Is Jesus advocating a kind of three wishes style approach to God here? Is he suggesting that we treat God like a genie? Whatever we wish for, he will grant. Surely the creator and sustainer of the universe is not someone that does our bidding. Yet these are amazingly open-ended promises from Jesus, aren't they? Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. What if God gave us everything we asked for? Well, I think we'd be in quite a mess if that were the case. One writer said this: if God literally gave us everything we asked for, then we would be too scared to pray, wouldn't we? Because we're not wise enough. And that's true, isn't it? If we think back over our lives to all the things we've maybe desperately wanted at any given moment, desperately thought would be actually good for us, we know that some of those things would have turned out to be quite disastrous. It's only looking back over our lives that we can see that many of our wishes weren't in our own best interests. We see that in our children, don't we? I'm sure my boys would live entirely on a diet of sweet things. They don't fully understand that our insistence on them eating healthily is a good thing. To them, it doesn't make sense. Why would they eat things they don't like to eat? And if we gave in to them, if we pandered to their wishes, it would be disastrous. Health-wise, disastrous. And in the future, they wouldn't be thanking us. James, a writer of one of the New Testament letters, says this: you do not have because you do not ask. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. James says, you don't have because you don't ask. That sounds similar, doesn't it, to Jesus' invitation: ask and it will be given to you. But James continues and says, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. God answering our prayer is not unconditional. His love is unconditional, but his gifts to us are conditional. Conditional on what is good and wise and right. As we have said earlier, we are not wise enough for God to give us everything that we ask for. For Jesus, prayer is not babbling to God, not publicly showing off, building our little kingdoms. It's not a strict religious practice. It's about coming to our Heavenly Father, if you like, sitting on his lap as a loving parent and talking, being with him. Our Father who art in heaven. That's that amazing prayer that we looked at last Sunday. It's coming to him and telling him our fears and our worries and our hopes and our dreams, telling him we love him, asking for the things we need, building our relationship with him, discovering more about him. Anyone who has a close relationship with a child, be it a parent, a grandparent, an uncle, an aunt, an honorary uncle and aunt, will have had that special moment when a child sits on you. They give you their undivided attention. It's an intimate moment, isn't it? The child is totally there in that moment, focused on you. They're demanding your undivided attention. Well, in our reading today, Jesus talks about children who ask their parents for things, for bread and fish. It's unthinkable for a parent to give their child a stone or a snake instead, swapping something good for something bad. But Jesus is making the point that the comparison between earthly parents and our heavenly perfect Father is there. If you, though you are evil, know how to good things, says Jesus to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to you? I'll try my best as a parent to give good things to my children, but I'm way from perfect. Sometimes I get it right, I'm sure sometimes I get it wrong, but God is perfect. God is a perfect parent. He cannot fail but give us the best things, give the best things to his children. And when we sit on his lap, when we come to him in prayer, his mind never wanders. He's never sleepy or distracted by a screen. His thoughts are completely on us and for us. We have his undivided attention. And it's in this intimate place of prayer that we learn best to allow our relationship with this good God, this perfect parent, to shape our own requests. So let's approach our Heavenly Father in prayer with the confidence of children who know we are loved. Let's be devoted to prayer. Let's be devoted to spending time with him so that our requests are shaped by his wisdom and by his goodness. May God bless us. Amen.
Hide your face, Lord. Help me see your grace, Lord. Teach me how to trust you again.